Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Talking Origin and joined now by one of the Queensland Origin players, still only 19 years old. Let's welcome him to the Origin Rumble, Xavier Coates. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, congratulations, too, on the other night.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a pretty big night for myself and the boys getting the first win in State of Origin, but we still got two games left to go, and the boys are preparing well right now, and we got training tomorrow and captain's run on Tuesday, so looking forward to Wednesday night.
Xavier, Wendell Sally here, mate. Congratulations the way you played, mate. I've seen you come through the system over the last couple of years. Mate, what's been the most proudest moment for you as a young PNG Queenslander?
Oh, I've had a few proud moments coming through, Wendell. I'd have to say last year, playing for my country PNG was definitely up there and definitely making my debut. And then this year, to top it off, getting the win on debut for Origin, and also just playing with the caliber of players we had. I think a fair few critiques said some things about, like, our team, how the New South Wales team was a lot better, but I think we showed the Queensland spirit on Wednesday night, and the boys are still digging deep right now, and we still got two games left to go, and I think we really want to dig deep and get the win for Queensland.
That's interesting, Xavier. You raise and mention the critics, the fact that a few people down here were quite critical of the Maroons side. I think somebody called it the worst Queensland side they'd seen in 40 years or something like that. Was that mentioned in amongst the playing group in the lead-up to that game?
Oh, it was mentioned a little bit. Like, there was talks about it, but there was no doubt within the playing group or staff. The staff made it quite clear that we're all picked for a reason, and we all had the capability of getting the win. So I think we just came into training with the idea that we're going to go out on a Wednesday night and give it our all and show the Queensland spirit. So we never had a doubt that we couldn't get the win, but it was good to sort of, like, let the critics know that we're not here just to play the game. We're here to compete as well, and I think we did that Wednesday night, and we want to do it the next two games as well.
You spoke about, Xavier, the guys that you had you were fortunate enough to go in and play with. What about the two guys coaching at the moment, looking after the group? I mean, how exciting was it for you to play underneath Big Mal and Wayne Bennett?
Yeah, it was really big for me. I hadn't met Wayne coming into the team before. I met Mal a couple of times, and he's helped me out a fair bit in the junior camps. But meeting Wayne for the first time, I was a bit scared. I heard some stories about him and stuff, but nah, he's a really good bloke and really good coach, and he's helped me a lot with my game, and he's helped a fair few of the boys in camp as well. So it's really good learning underneath those kind of caliber of blokes. But I'm really looking forward to the next two games, and whether or not I get picked in the next games, I'm just here to soak everything up and enjoy my time in camp.
What did you think of his dance moves?
I
did you try and shake his hand?
No, I didn't go for the handshake. I just went straight for the hug with Wayne. I sort of didn't want to make anything awkward, but I just went straight in for the hug, and then, yeah, he busted a few dance moves. It was pretty funny.
Xavier, who's been the biggest character in camp? We know what Elf does, but as the players, I think we've said it before, I love how Cam Munster swaggered into, actually, I don't know if it's swaggered, but he walked into camp and he just did a job. So who's been the biggest character away from the footy?
I think Daly Cherry Evans has helped me out, like, a fair bit, and, like, Cam Munster coming from the grand final win the week before, and also, like, a couple of the players like Branko's helped me out a fair bit, and also Kafusi. He was on our edge for a bit Wednesday night, and all those, like, players have helped me out. Not just them, but I think everyone else. Like, I think we all come together really well in camp, and it's just, like, it's helping, and it shows on the way, like, we play, like how we played on Wednesday night.
Yeah, so, boys, yeah. And I said this, boys, I said the way that Xavier played for a young Kieran Day, but one of the youngest Origin players, I think, since Israel Folau, he wasn't overawed. He carried the ball. He loves the tough stuff. obviously can finish, and he just, mate, that track was so fast, and he looked so good. Mate, Jarrell Yeo's and Lottie Dakiri come through, mate. You should be very proud, and your family should be very proud.
How was it for you? Obviously, you know, you hear all about Origin as, you know, as you're building up towards the game. All the old players tell you about it. You listen to the people on air, and you watch TV, and you read the papers. But you hadn't played for 5.5 weeks, coming into your first Origin game as an unknown. How did you feel about that? How was your preparation?
Oh, I think Wayne talked to me a bit about it before camp. We had a 2-week preparation before we went into camp, and we were doing a bit of skills and stuff like that. But as soon as I got into camp, Wayne told me just to stick to my normal routine I usually do for a game, and just not to hype myself up too much, just because when it comes Wednesday night, like, all the nerves and everything will hit then. He said, just try and enjoy your time in camp with the boys, just make good bond with each other, and just, like, just not try to think about it too much. Just, like, trying to keep everything simple. Wayne's real good with that, so he's helped me out a fair bit with my preparations leading into the game. So, it's really good. And I also had a former Maroons player, Jarrell Yeo's, helped me out a fair bit. He's just told me to back my skills, and I was a bit nervous at first as a 19-year-old coming into camp. I was sort of... wasn't questioning myself, but it was a bit daunting coming in because I know, like, the caliber of players that are in this camp. So Jar helped me out a fair bit with backing my ability, and I'm really grateful.
Yeah, you certainly got some great people around you there, Xavier. Can I check with Mal Meninga? Did he come in and speak to the group about the history of State of Origin, and did he take you all the way back to 1980 and Arthur Beetson and all those types of champion things that we hear so much about from both sides of the border, from Queensland and also from New South Wales as well?
Yeah, so we had jersey presentation the day before the game, and Mal got up and talked to us about the history of State of Origin, and it was really quite interesting because I understood how big of a stadium it was, but just to understand the history of it all. And we talked about Arthur Beetson and how he was the one that brought Queensland up, and it was really interesting listening to it all. But Mal talked to us about the history of Queensland, and it was really interesting.
Hey, can I take you back to it? We talked about, you know, Papua New Guinea and what it means to that country. Can I ask you about your good friend Justin Olam? What do you reckon that does for the people back in PNG watching you represent and obviously Olam winning that grand final like the way he has?
Oh, I think it does a lot. We have so much support coming from PNG. I didn't realise how much it meant to them until my mum's from PNG. So a fair few of the PNG supporters have been messaging my mum, and they've been sending videos, and from our local villages, me and Justin, we get videos from them watching the games crowded around a small TV. It's really quite interesting, how much it means to them, and that brings our spirit up as well. When we play, we want to play for them. So I'm really, really proud to be a PNG fella. So it's really good.
All right, mate. Look, we'll leave it there. Congratulations. You got a lot to achieve at club level next year. We wish you all the best too at the Broncos, mate, and all the best for game two.
Thank you very much.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.